Okay, so make yourself comfortable. Uncross your legs and arms. Find a comfy spot for your head, for your back. And just for the first few moments, just allow yourself to focus on your breathing. Breathing nice and deep and slow, in through your nose and out through your mouth. Getting in touch with the sensation of your feet on the floor, the sensation in the contact between the chair, the bed, the sofa, wherever you lay, and your arms, your hands, your back, the back of your head. Just becoming aware of all the points of contact. So continuing to focus on your breath, breathing nice and deep and slow, in through your nose and out through your mouth. And with every exhalation, just blowing all the tension and the stress away. And so as you continue to focus on your breathing, focus on the contact between your body and the furniture, I'm just going to explain the exercise to you. So this is a mindfulness acceptance exercise. So it increases mindfulness, so that's awareness of thoughts and feelings and urges. This exercise can be challenging the first time, and the more you do it, the easier it gets, the better able you are to increase your awareness of thoughts, feelings, urges, and to stay with them. And as you're doing this exercise, it's important to not let any judgment or challenge stand in the way of doing this exercise as the weeks to come. It gets easier over time. With time, you'll discover that no matter how bad the internal experience seems, it neither lasts forever, nor can it do you any harm, so long as you stay with it. It's when we numb, escape, avoid, push our feelings or thoughts down and away, engage in other distracting, numbing behaviors, that we can encounter some danger, some difficulty, some harm. Through substance use, gambling, through numbing, escaping, avoiding of various kinds. This is the types of response that are standard and normal. But instead, what we want to do is increase our ability to stay with, attend to, notice distressing thoughts and feelings. So this exercise is not about making feelings and thoughts better or different, relaxed or calm. This may happen, however. Instead, the idea is to bring an awareness and a kind compassion to your sensations that show up, including any distressing, harming, or negative thoughts or self-criticisms, any worries that come up, whatever they may be. The exercise is geared towards staying with, attending to any worries, anxieties, fears, anger, frustration, helplessness, with a sense of loving kindness and awareness. Bringing a warmth and compassion to your experience, whatever it may be for you in this moment. Learning that thoughts and feelings are not the enemy. So remember that mindfulness is a skill that comes with practice. The goal is to develop this skill so that you can apply it to your life at any time and any place. There's no right or wrong way to practice. The important thing is to simply commit to practicing this exercise in the weeks to come so that you can be a better observer, a more in full awareness of what's happening in the moment, and a greater participant in your own life. So it's suggested to find a quiet place when you're practicing, listening to the recording. Or if you're practicing the exercise without the recording, it's sometimes helpful to find a quiet place, such as a bathroom stall, to just take a moment to stay with the feelings, to go for a short walk on a park bench or outside, to just stay with the feeling. So just taking a few moments again to get in touch with your breath, the contact between the furniture and your body. Bring your awareness to the physical sensations in your body, especially to the sensations of touch, pressure. And now slowly bring your attention to the gentle rise and fall of your breath. In your breath, in your chest, in your belly, as you breathe in and out. Like ocean waves coming in and out, your breath is always there, in and out, rhythmically, calming. Focus on each inhalation and then each exhalation. Notice the changing patterns and sensations in your chest and in your belly as you breathe in and as you breathe out. So taking a few moments to really feel these sensations. There's no need to control your breath in any way. Simply let the breath breathe all by itself. Bring an attitude of generous, allowing, gentle acceptance to your experience. There's nothing to be fixed, no particular goal or state to be achieved. Simply allow your experience to be what it is without needing it to be better, different, other than it is. And sooner or later, your mind will wander. This is simply what the mind does. Wander away to other concerns, things that you need to do today, worries, images, bodily sensations, planning, daydreaming, thoughts, worry, thoughts forward, worry, thoughts in the past, frustrations, anger, disappointment, or it may simply just drift along as your mind does. This is what the mind does much of the time. And when you notice your mind has wandered, gently congratulate yourself, as this is awareness. Every time you notice your mind has drifted off, this is awareness. If you're trying to focus on an email and your mind drifts off, you become aware and that's fantastic. That, congratulate yourself, that's awareness. Whenever your mind drifts back to the past and you become aware of it, congratulate yourself. This is awareness. The more we're aware of where our mind is drifting off to, the greater sense of attention we have in the moment, the greater sense of awareness, the greater contact we have with our emotions, our thoughts, our feelings and the sensations in our body. And when we notice where our mind has drifted off to, we can simply acknowledge it. Ah, there's remembering, thinking, feeling, reminiscing. There's anger, frustration, sadness, helplessness, longing, wanting. And then gently escort your attention back to the breath, coming in and out, the inhalation and the exhalation. So as best you can, just bring a quality of kindness, compassion and acceptance to the wandering mind. And the more compassionate, acceptant and patient you are, gradually over time, the less it'll wander. If you fight it, if you resist it, if you judge yourself, if you get frustrated, the more your mind will wander. The less frustration, the greater acceptance. Over time, the less your mind will wander. The wanderings of your mind are now an opportunity for patience and gentle curiosity to your experience. So noticing now the thoughts and feelings, acknowledge their presence and stay with them. There's no need to purposely, forcefully think of something else. Make them go away or resolve anything. As best you can, just the goal is to allow them to be as they are. giving you the space to have the thoughts, the feelings, the sensations in your body, the urges, whatever they may be, bringing a quality of acceptance, kindness, and awareness to your experience. Don't try to hold on to them, make them go away. Make room for the discomfort in your body, the tension, the sadness, the anxiety, the guilt, the self-blame, the frustration, the anger. Make space for it. Just allow it to be there. Make as much space as it needs. It may take up your entire body. It may take up an entire house, a football field. Give it as much space as it needs. Notice how much space it needs, and then watch the sensations change from moment to moment. Sometimes they'll grow stronger. Sometimes they'll stay the same. Sometimes they'll grow weaker. It doesn't really matter what they do. Just simply come back to your breath. Stay with the sensations, the thoughts, the feelings. Breathe in and out. Allow it to take up as much space as it needs. Imagine the breath moving in and out of that spot in your body that requires the most breath, where there's most tension, most heaviness, most guilt, self-blame. Just breathe in and out there, redirecting your breath to that space. Remembering the purpose is not to feel better or different, but just simply to allow it to be as it is. And if you notice you're unable to focus on your breath, if breathing gets intense, sensations of discomfort get uncomfortable, just let go of your focus on your breath and shift your attention to whatever place of discomfort you experience most intense in your body. Redirect your attention there. And into that discomfort, stay with it, no matter how bad it seems. Take a look at it. What does it really feel like? Make room for the discomfort. What color would you give the discomfort? How is it sitting? How is it moving? How big is it? How much space does it need? Along with the physical sensations in your body, you'll notice thoughts about the sensations, thoughts about the thoughts about the feelings. You may notice your mind coming up with evaluations, such as silly, stupid, weird, dangerous, getting worse, more intense, overwhelming. If this happens, simply label the evaluations as thinking and return back to the sensation that you experience in your body. Turn back to the emotions you're experiencing associated with those sensations. Come back to the thoughts associated with those sensations. Notice thoughts as thoughts, physical sensations as physical sensations, feelings as feelings. Let them be as they are. And to help you experience the difference between yourself and your thoughts, yourself and your feelings, yourself and the sensations in your body, you can name thoughts, feelings, sensations as you notice them. Just silently saying to yourself, worry, anger, frustration, sadness, grief, anger, helplessness, guilt. Observe the worry, the guilt, the self-blame, not judging yourself for having the thoughts and feelings. And if you find yourself judging, impatient, intolerant, unaccepting, just call it judging. There's judging, and observe it with a quality of acceptance and kindness. And you can do the same with other thoughts and feelings, such as reminiscing, longing, planning, whatever you experience. Notice doubts, notice reservations, notice worries. Just notice and accept their presence. Don't work on them, just allow them to be there. And when you're ready, gently shift your attention to thoughts or situations that have recently been difficult for you. So bring to mind a recent situation that has been challenging, that has brought up distressing feelings, maybe of self-blame, guilt, anger, frustration, resentment, helplessness, hopelessness, sadness, worry. Bring that situation to mind. It may be a troubling worry, a person, an image, an intense sensation. Gently, directly, firmly shift your attention there, onto that discomfort, no matter how scary, overwhelming, or bad it may seem, to sit with it. Notice strong feelings as they arise in your body. Notice where you experience them. Simply hold them in your awareness. Stay with the sensations in your body. Notice those sensations grow and change. You may notice it in your chest, in your belly, a heaviness, a weight, or an anger, a desire to lash out, to yell, to scream, to punch, a sense of helplessness, a feeling of being misunderstood, isolated, alone. Just stay with the sensation, stay with the discomfort, and breathe with it. Notice it in your body, allow it to take up as much space as it needs. Your whole body, an entire room, an entire house, an entire football field. Notice what color it seems. Notice the energy. Notice how big it feels. Notice the thoughts that go with it. No matter how bad, repulsive, morally objectionable, whatever the thoughts are, just allow them to be whatever they are. No consequence, no judging. Allow the experience to be as true as it is. Notice the urges of what you want to do. Yell, scream, punch, shame, judge, blame. Notice it all. If you notice yourself tensing up, resisting, pushing away from the experience, just acknowledge that as well. Acknowledge the resistance. Make some space for that as well. Must this thought, feeling, experience be your enemy? Must it be pushed away? Can you allow it to just be there? Can you have it, own it, stay with it, let it be, make room for it? Let the tension, anxiety, sadness, frustration grow. Is this something you need to struggle with, or can you just invite the discomfort? Let me have it, say to yourself. Let me feel it, whatever it is. Let me experience it right now. And as the sensations or discomfort grow stronger, acknowledge that and stay with it. Accept it. Is the discomfort, are these feelings, are these memories, these thoughts, these worries, something you must repel? Can I open up space in my heart for them and let them be there? Is there a room inside to just feel it with a compassion, kindness, acceptance for your experience, your feelings as they are in this moment, not what you want them to be, not what you wish them to be, not what somebody else feels, but your experience alone. And as you open up and embrace your experience, you may notice other thoughts coming along with the physical sensations. with the emotions. You may see thoughts, about what happens and what's happening. Invite them into, soften and open to them, allow them to be there. Become aware of them. You may also notice your mind coming up with judgments. Dangerous, getting worse. Can't stand it, must escape, push it down, push it away. If this happens, you can simply thank your mind. Label and return to the present experience as it is, not as your mind judges it to be. Notice thoughts as thoughts, physical sensations as physical sensations, emotions as emotions, urges as urges, and stay with them. Instead of judging, we all judge every day. An apple, you see something orange and it's an orange. You see something red and you judge it as apple. Good or bad, hot or cold, warm, tepid. We judge every single day, automatically, reflexively, constantly. But stay with the discomfort right now. If there's judging, come back to the raw sensations, the raw experience. If and when you sense the anxiety, the sadness, the shame, the guilt, the discomfort, when you sense they're no longer pulling you for your attention, you can let them go. Just let them go. As if they were balloons escaping into the sky. Just release them and let them go. Make as much space for them and let them go. Coming back to your breath. The gentle rise and fall of your breath, the movements in your chest and your belly. Staying with the breath. And when you sense the shame, the guilt, the frustration, the anger, the anxiety, the sadness, the longing, the wishing, is no longer pulling you for your intention, you can let it go. Come back to the breath. Release it like a balloon into the sky. And gradually you may see the sky fill with balloons floating away. And as you practice this more and more, it becomes easier to stay with thoughts and feelings. It becomes easier to stay with sensations in your body. It becomes easier to acknowledge judgments, resistance to experiencing things, to noticing thoughts, resistance to just staying with it. It all becomes easier. And as it becomes easier, the thoughts, the physical sensations, the emotions take up less space. They dissolve more quickly. They disintegrate more easily over time. We become less hijacked, less absorbed, less overtaken. We get to become, over time, masters of our thoughts, our feelings, our behaviors, our sensations. We get to determine how much time we spend with things and if it's worth our energy. As we sit with it, allow it to be with it, it takes up less space over time. And so now what I'd like you to do is just imagine a beautiful room. The room is designed exactly as you would choose. Then you're at the door of this beautiful room. And on the other side of this beautiful room is an image of you in the ideal way you'd like to experience yourself and be in your life. Perhaps it's calm, confident, present in the moment, less distracted, bothered, consumed by the past, less pressure on yourself to be this unrealistic, ideal version of yourself that's impossible and unattainable. It's a more real you, a more genuine you, more calm, more accepting of your strengths and your weaknesses. We all have them. More accepting of who you are in this present moment. This ideal you is a strong, confident, calm, accepting you. It's a more real you, a more genuine you. So the ideal on you, the ideal you on the other side is the person that does what they choose to do, is able to express their thoughts and feelings in the moment, is less concerned about what other people like or don't like, less concerned about whether someone would be accepting or rejecting of those thoughts and feelings, of those opinions, is freer and able to do more of who they are, say what they wish to say with respect and caring, but more free with their thoughts, beliefs and opinions, better able to choose what they do and don't do, better able to decide what suits them and what fits with their life, their beliefs, their values, more confident, more calm, more genuine. And now see the path between you as you stand in the door frame and the ideal you across the room. And I want you to notice what's blocking your path, what's in the way, what's on the road, the path between you and the ideal you. Perhaps it's beliefs, pressures, expectations, wants, desires. Perhaps it's habits, patterns, choices. See whatever is on the path blocking you from the ideal you. Notice people, things, beliefs, pressures, expectations, habits, patterns. Notice what's blocking your path. Then also take a moment now to think about what tool you need to clear this path. And this tool may be an awareness. This tool may be the assistance of someone else. This tool may be a change in belief and thinking and behavior, such as more self-care. But think about what combination or thing you need most to help you clear this path. To this calm, confident, more genuine you. What do you need to help you clear this path? What do you need to know or to do or help with? And then see yourself and feel yourself with this assistance, awareness, tool, understanding, belief, new habits. See yourself and feel yourself doing that now, clearing the path. See yourself and feel yourself doing that now. See yourself, feel yourself getting closer to the ideal you. See yourself, feel yourself fusing with the ideal you, becoming one. Feel, imagine what it feels like to feel calm, confident, and genuine. Feel your spine straighten, standing tall. Feel yourself, see yourself, saying whatever comes to mind. Saying no, saying yes, saying maybe, negotiating. See yourself, feel yourself, understanding what's reasonable for you, more accepting of you, less pressure, more reasonable expectation. See yourself, feel yourself, more relaxed throughout the day. See yourself, feel yourself being a more genuine version of you. More calm, more accepting, more confident. Feel what that feels like. Good. So continue to embody that sensation. As you practice this exercise time to time, you'll notice different benefits. But it's important at the end of each exercise, each practice, to reflect upon how it was helpful for you today. And how it was helpful for you today will differ from how it's helpful to tomorrow. We change in so many microscopic and macroscopic ways that we're not necessarily aware of. But change occurs constantly as we're keeping things in the forefront of our mind and changing behaviors. We rewire our brain, so much so that with repetition, we come to a new way of thinking, feeling, and responding. It takes repetition, persistence, determination over time. So at the close of each exercise, just take a moment to reflect upon how this exercise served you today, how it was helpful, what insights, awarenesses, benefits you gained from it. And also reflect upon how with repeated practice, it's becoming perhaps easier to stay with distressing thoughts and feelings and less requiring the ability or the tendency to numb and escape and avoid into digital technology, TV, or rumination. We're better able to face distressing thoughts, feelings, and sensations, stay with them, observe them. Greater able to be more accepting, this is your experience as it is right now, and to not force it, make it, want it, to be different than it is, less impatience, less judgment over time. There's no right or wrong way to be mindful. But remembering that mindful acceptance is a skill that comes with time, that's cultivated with more and more practice. And so when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return back to the room around you.